Here in Park City, the tourists are skiers, Sundance film audiences, and summer sports enthusiasts. In Detroit, we're often visited by documentary film crews, network television hosts, and authors. They've all been showing up steadily since 2009. That's when two of the big three automakers went Chapter 11. Then last year, the city filed for bankruptcy. Now it sometimes seems we have more visitors chronicling the city's decline and potential reinvention than we have people left living there. And while Summit County's visitors leave with stories about making turns in great snow, or maybe a photo of a moose on the trail, the works based on Detroit and created by outsiders often portray a city unrecognizable to those of us who live and work there. However, not so in Detroit City is the place to be. This 304-page book is a lively, vibrant, honest narrative of both the city's history and author Mark Benelli's months living in a downtown loft a few years ago. Having grown up in Detroit suburbs, Benelli returns to write engaging stories about the people he meets, the places he visits, the hope he embraces, and yes, the despair he finds. He includes historical vignettes, personal observations, and possibilities for the city's future. He describes Detroit's industries, land use, educational system, crime, economic development efforts, labor relations, and more. And the stories he tells are, of course, sometimes too crazy to be anything but true. What's normal in Detroit, Benelli reminds us, is often an eye-popping curiosity for the rest of the world. See, when you live and work in Motown, the sometimes incredible stories Benelli and others tell are all in a day's existence. We do buy salad greens and other vegetables from urban farmers who raise them on vacant city lots. We bike the empty city streets like they're dedicated cycling trails. We keep a wary eye for stray dogs and for people stripping vacant houses. Spotting the latest art installation to pop up on a wall or an empty lot is an exciting discovery. Benelli, like so many others, does use these and Detroit stories as a warning for other cities who might find themselves to be the next Detroit. He raises some uncomfortable questions that take the astute reader beyond Detroit's boundaries and into their own city limits. For example, what kind of regional cooperation is there in other places? Because it's sure missing in Detroit. Is your local economy too dependent on a single industry like Detroit was on automotive? What if that industry were to die or move away? What's ready to take its place? And on the public sector side, how is your local government supporting the individuals and businesses who most need the support? Are officials truly promoting economic development and quality of life for all residents, current and future? Or are local leaders more worried about symbolism, personal agendas, or signature projects than to be doing long-term, sustainable good for the community? All are excellent questions for any American community, and ones that Benelli largely answers about the Motor City. Detroit, he argues, is the place to be now, at a time when we can report on how Detroit happened, but also where it is and where it's going. That's a story we can all follow and use at home. For the KPCW Book Review, I'm Sandra Swoboda.